It's amazing just how touchy people become when they're approached to support God's work. Given all that God's given us, it's rather an odd reaction, but a not too uncommon one, I can tell you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I received a rather blunt letter recently, and here in a nutshell is what the man wrote. How dare you ask me to support your ministry? Don't you trust God? If God wants you to be in ministry, let him provide for it. Now, on the surface of it, that sounds pretty fair, until you realize that 99% of the time, God funds his work through his people. You'll find the first fundraiser in the Bible in Genesis chapter 25. God commanded Moses to build a dwelling place for him amongst his people, the tabernacle. Great. So how do you fund it? Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take for me an offering. From all those whose hearts prompt them to give, you shall receive this offering for me." So, what? Is God poor? Did he really need their gold, silver, purple cloth and the rest of it to build the tabernacle? Was he sweating on whether his people would come up with the goods, this God who had, after all, created the whole universe in 7 days? Not at all. In fact, it's a ridiculous proposition when you think about it. So why then did God command Moses to go to the people to raise the support? Because he wanted their hearts, and he knew that their hearts were attached to their possessions. How do we know that? Here it is again. From all those whose hearts prompt them to give, you shall receive the offering for me. You see, for God, it's all about your heart. That's his word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. And let me tell you, when we get God's word into our hearts, he's able to do some amazing things. He's able to bring about the sort of transformation in our lives that we've been looking for all along. So you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.